Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in Chazanis and all other kinds of Jewish music. During this period of mourning, we'll be playing certain special davenings appropriate to the period. I will be playing are two live Slichos davenings. And this is actually for those of you who love Chazanis, and I know most of you who are listening do enjoy Chazanis. Slichos is only 7 weeks away. Only 7 weeks away, so I'm starting a little early. I happen to have two very, very interesting midnight Slichos davenings that we'll be playing. We're going to start with Cantor Abraham Mendelsberg. It's with a male choir conducted by Jules Schwartzstein. Now, this was put out by Barry Sirota sometime about 40 years ago. I'm just reading from the jacket of the album. As a part of this tradition, Congregation Knesset Israel Nusach Svard. That's K-I-N-S. Knesset Israel Nusach Svard of West Rogers Park in Chicago has had at its pulpit and served by some of the world's finest chazonim, including the beloved Hirschman and Glantz, both of blessed memory, and the legendary Pinchuk, who has served KINS 18 High Holy Day seasons. Continuing in the best tradition of the aforementioned is Cantor Abraham Mendelsberg, Chazan of Knesset Israel Nusach Svard. He's been there for over a decade, whose voice is heard on this disc. A native of Denver, he received his education at the Beit Midrash, the Torah of Chicago, and studied Chazanut with cantors Frankel and Joshua Lind. Previously, he served congregations in Denver, Minneapolis, as well as in Chicago, and he has concertized extensively. Okay, the first side of the album, we'll be hearing Ashrei, as done by Pinchuk, Poseach by Pinchuk, that's Psalm 145, Lechu Neranano and Hanashomaloch, Joshua Lind, and Lishmoa El Horina, just the first part of Lishmoa El Horina on this first half, and then we'll get to it to the second half. So let's hear side one. And this is Cantor Abraham Mendelsberg. They don't give the date, but it's about 40 years ago that this was recorded. Thank you.
Садикатое ной, Дихам, Дихам, Бекан Деброха, Дехаси,
Yeah!
glory.
Oh. Bezak, bezak, oh, no, 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 no,
Well, for those of you who may have tuned in a little late, we're having a special programming this evening during the spirit of mourning. I'm playing two live midnight slichos davenings. What we're listening to right now is cantor Avraham Mendelsberg. He was the cantor in Chicago at the Congregation Knesset Israel Nusach Sfard of West Rogers Park in Chicago. This is from about 40, 45 years ago. It was an album produced by Barry Sirota. We just heard the first paragraph of Lishmoa El Horina, Es Yamin, and we'll be continuing with five paragraphs of Lishmoa, Droshno, Zochlim, Yotzer Ator, Marom, and Pnei Noah. Continued by Shema Kolenu, Hashivenu, Al Tashlichenu, and then Oshamnu Bogadnu, and Kaddish. And then we'll be hearing from a Leib Glantz Slichas, a live Slichas davening. Again, it's hard to believe that Slichos is only 7 weeks away, and I guess you're getting ready with your tickets for the High Holy Days. And I certainly will be having special programming leading up to the holidays. Of course, many, many of the great Chazonis selections were composed strictly for the holidays. And I'll be sharing a lot of that with you in the forthcoming weeks. So let's get back to cantor Avraham Mendelsberg. And we'll be picking up with the second paragraph of Lishmoa El Horina, Drosh Noah.
Drosh Noah. Drosh Noah Dorshecha Bedorsham Panecha. Nidavarei Shlomo. Mishma
Tinder for me,
Oh! Kabul, Rahamim, Rahamim. este fii la seno, te fii lovo seno. Și vino nașie vino nu io și Oh! places you can know. No!
We've been listening to Cantor Avraham Mendelsberg. Cantor Mendelsberg. Now, he was at Congregation Knesset Israel Nusach Sfard of West Rogers Park in Chicago. And as I was listening to this Slichus davening, by the way, we're doing a special program this evening during this period of mourning. I'll be playing Leib Glantz's live Slichus in a few minutes. But first, a brief commentary. You know, as we're coming up to the holidays and Slichus, we're asking forgiveness for our sins of omission and commission. And I would say one of the sins of omission perhaps may be the fact that we are not remembering what happened 5 years ago, just 5 years ago in Gush Katif. on Tisha B'Av, when we commemorate the destruction of the first and second temples in Jerusalem, we also mark another tragedy for Israel, the destruction of 21 Gush Katif and four northern Shomron communities. So you are invited to come to a community-wide commemoration, if you're here in Manhattan, Sunday evening. That's this coming Sunday, July 18th, between 7 and 9 p.m., at Congregation Ohev Tzedek at 118 West 95th Street in New York. Ohev Tzedek, 118 West 95th Street. I believe that's between Columbus and Amsterdam. And many of your communities and many of your shuls are also having commemorative evenings for this particular period. Now, it's interesting. I just pulled out a commentary that I wrote a year ago. So nothing changes. I can take out letters and comments from 20, 30, 40 years ago. Nothing has changed. But I wrote this a year ago. Why another Arab terrorist state? There can be no question that a Palestinian state will be another Arab terrorist state. Whether it is ruled by Hamas, Fatah, and or Hezbollah, each group is dedicated to the destruction of Israel. The hatred is not limited to the Jewish state, but includes every democracy in the free world, especially America. I believe that Americans and Jews who support a Palestinian state just refuse to accept the facts as they are and prefer to live in a fairyland that denies reality. The Palestinians, I put that in quotes, by the way, are the first to announce proudly that they will not recognize Israel's right to exist and that their goal is the extermination of the Jewish state. Their textbooks, their media, their mosques all drive home this idea in a constant barrage of rhetoric. Why would we not believe them? Why should we doubt what the expulsion from Gush Katif proved? We saw 21 thriving communities turn to dust with Hamas in control of Gaza, eager and ready to rain rockets on Sderot, Ashkelon, Ashdod, and even reach the outskirts of Tel Aviv. The reality is that a Palestinian state would be another Arab terrorist state. There was a congresswoman from Nevada who wrote to Hillary regarding the illogical and dangerous offer of $900 million to rebuild Gaza. This, in effect, would be giving the Hamas terrorists more money with which to wage war against Israel. Let's review the facts. Israel has forcibly displaced almost 10,000 of its Jewish citizens, destroying entire communities in order to appease the Arab enemy. In return, it has absorbed thousands of missiles aimed at sovereign Israeli land. In case you forget, that's Dorot. They have succeeded in destroying property, traumatizing tens of thousands of Jews, killing some and maiming many. When Israel finally retaliated against the Arab enemy, using the highest levels of ethics and morals possible in fighting an enemy, the Arab enemy is rewarded with hundreds of millions of dollars from the United States for all the devastation that it, Hamas, has brought to its own people, as well as to Israel. There is even talk of perhaps having the Israel-hating, American-hating United Nations taking responsibility of the hundreds of millions of dollars. Anyone who has followed the UN record in Africa and the Middle East knows how ludicrous a suggestion that would be. By the way, this was written a year ago. And most absurdly, we still hear comments that the people who love the land of Israel so deeply that they are ready to sacrifice everything they have for its preservation are labeled as people who don't want peace. Of course, every Jewish Israeli wants peace, and every Jew and every Jew, no matter where they want, wants peace. But what many do not want is suicide. We constantly hear from the radical extreme left, the canard, that Bibi and others are against peace. And I also heard that I'm against peace. I personally have been accused of being against peace, which is so absurd. I'm against suicide. I'm against being party to our own self-destruction. What they are against is the pretense and deceit accompanying all the pretend peace plans designed to lead Israel over the precipice. Although we are 25 years after 1984, as I said, I wrote this last year, George Elwell's 1984 is alive and well in 2009, and certainly now in 2010. Orwell illustrated how speech can be turned upside down. This is what we are witnessing in Israel today. Let us return to the true definitions of peace and self-preservation. Let us acknowledge that there can be no honest two-state solution, that Oslo is dead, and that Israel must safeguard its own best interest. Israel has demonstrated too often that it is desperate for peace. Now it is time for our Islamic enemies to decide that they want peace also. Okay, that was a year ago. Nothing has changed. But what has changed is now it's 5 years, that those thousands of residents from the Gush Katif communities were brutally moved out of their homes, their neighborhoods, and just thrown to the wolves. Many of them are still living in caravans and in tents. A few of them perhaps have homes, but their lives have been destroyed. Their children are traumatized. And the whole world is now expecting Israel to do the same thing to hundreds of thousands of wonderful Jewish Israeli citizens who are living in the so-called disputed territory. We don't call it the occupied territory. It's a disputed territory. It's interesting that Arabs can build with abandon. They build without worrying about having permits or anything like that. They build in Israel proper. They build in the so-called West Bank, which is really Judea and Samaria. They can build wherever they want in disputed territories. But God forbid that Jews should build in disputed territories. This is a challenge to peace, that they don't want peace. It's so absurd. Anyway, I hope that next Sunday evening, which is July 18th, that you will come, if you live any place reachable into the city, into Manhattan, to Congregation Ohev Tzedek at 118 West 95th Street, New York City. It'll be an evening with Gush Katif Films. Dror Vanunu will be speaking there, and Rabbi Alan Schwartz will lead us in prayers for the State of Israel. Again, Congregation Ohev Tzedek, 118 West 95th Street, New York City. I hope to see you there. And you know what? What I've been playing are slichas prayers, prayers that we're asking for forgiveness for our sins of commission and omission. Don't let the sin of omission, or if you're ignoring the plight of what happened to those wonderful residents of Gush Katif, come out and show your support and show the fact that you really do not want Bibi to give in to the pressure of Obama or to any pressure at all, that he should stand tall and protect the rights of Jews to live in Jewish land and the land of the Bible, the land that was given to us, not only by God, not only by the Bible, but also by the United Nations. And also they say that Israel conquered the land. They conquered the land. They were attacked, and they save themselves from destruction, and that's called conquering the land. Anyway, enough of that. Let's get to the next section of Slichas. As I mentioned, during this period, I'll just be playing these special recordings. This is from a live Slichas service by Cantor Leib Glantz. It was in Tel Aviv perhaps about 50, 55 years ago, even 60 years ago. We'll get through a good part of the albums this evening. Midnight Slichas Service, Cantor Leib Glantz. We'll pick up the